to the AgeTurners.com podcast. The goal of these podcasts is to strengthen you and equip you to become part of that generation that will turn this age. My name is Ricky Acosta, and today we will continue our fellowship in the line of flee and pursue. In the last few segments, we have been sharing with you concerning the matter of preparing for the Lord's coming. We've seen that in Matthew chapters 24 and 25, the Lord not only tells us that he's coming, not only shows us what will be the signs at his coming back, but he also shows us how clearly we can prepare for his coming. And there are two basic factors that we need to pay attention to so that we can be ready for his coming. And they are these two matters of life and service. We have two parables in Matthew 25. One is the parable of the 10 virgins. The other is the parable of the talents that are given to the 3 slaves. And these two parables show us that in order to be ready for the Lord's coming, we need to, on one hand, receive his Spirit, not only into our spirit, the lamp that's in our being, but also to let the Spirit saturate our whole being, to let him grow in us, to let him be manifested in us. That is the buying of the oil, which requires the paying of a price, which is the denying of our soul life. And this shows us the side of life. The other side is the side of service. To be ready for the Lord's coming, we must be those who serve the Lord faithfully. And the last time, we saw that the talents that the Lord gives to us are actually his possessions. He gives us the gospel. He gives us the truth. He gives us our fellow believers, and he gives us the church. And we need to be active and even aggressive to trade with these talents. That is, to be involved with these talents so that our capacity will grow and we can be more useful to the Lord. Today, I'd like to fellowship with you more concerning the practical ways to invest our talents so that they will grow for the Lord, that we could be the faithful, useful servants before the Lord. And particularly, I'd like to focus on just two things. One is the gospel. The second is serving in the church life. Regarding this matter of the gospel, I'd like to read some excerpts to you from the book entitled The Collected Works of Witness Lee, 1968, volume number 2. Here, our brother shares, "All the saints should serve in the church. According to our experience and observation, the young people need to be exercised in the spiritual activity of going forth to bear fruit. In John 15:5, the Lord said, 'I am the vine, you are the branches. He who abides in me and I in him, he bears much fruit. If we abide in the Lord and the Lord also abides in us, we will bear much fruit.' The easiest time for Christians to bear fruit is when they are young. Hence, I want to encourage the young people to consider and to plan to lead many people to salvation in the coming year. How much fruit will you bear? You should not be concerned about the plans of others. You should consider only the fruit you intend to bear for the Lord." Then our brother in this chapter gives a testimony concerning Brother Watchman Nee and his burden for the gospel when he was in college. He says, "Brother Nee attended Trinity College in Fuzhou when he was young. There were about 120 students, and in 1 year, Brother Nee brought almost all of them to salvation. Today, there are many students on various campuses. Some attend day classes, others attend night classes. All these students are gospel prospects. We should grasp this opportunity to rescue many young people. As young brothers and sisters, you must go before the Lord to answer his call and tell him how much fruit you will bear in a year. If you are faithful, if you have much prayer, if you eat the Lord until you are satisfied, and if you have much exercise in spirit, I believe that it will be easy to add. Our brother goes on to say, Brother Ni attended Trinity College in Fuzhou when he was young. There were about 100 students in the school, and in 1 year, Brother Ni brought almost all of them to salvation. Today, there are many students on various campuses. Some attend day classes and others attend night classes. All these students are gospel prospects. Hence, gaining 80 to 100 students in 2 semesters is not too much. Hence, we should grasp this great opportunity. I wish I could be a student once again, because this is the best time to preach the gospel. There is no easier place to preach the gospel than at school, and there is nothing more precious than preaching the gospel to a fellow classmate. Oh, brothers and sisters, I hope we could all experience this blessing. Brother Ni's testimony is very inspiring, but this was because he was faithful to pray for his classmates in a very consistent way. Later on in this chapter, Brother Li encourages us very strongly that we need to preach the gospel in the principle of the body, that even the gospel preaching is not an individualistic matter. We should find others to pray with. And if you're on a campus with other brothers and sisters from the church, together, consistently, weekly, you should come together and pray over a list of names that you are all burdened for, friends, classmates, that you are burdened concerning their salvation. I hope we could all pick this burden up. This is a wonderful way to invest our talent. In the matter of service, I want to also read something from this chapter where Brother Li talks about learning to function in the meetings of the church. You know, our first service is actually in the church meetings. Let me read from the collected works. The young people should also learn to function in the meetings of the church. The young people who are high school age should begin to bear some responsibility in their spiritual family. You should attend the regular meetings of the church. At a minimum, you should not miss the bread-breaking meeting and the fellowship meeting of the church. I hope that every week you would attend these meetings. Of course, you should definitely attend the young people's meeting. In the meetings of the church, you should not act as if you are guests or spectators. You should not wait for the older saints to function out of deference for their age. This is not right. When you are in a meeting, you should try your best to release your spirit. In the church, you are an adult, and you must bear responsibility. From this day forward, the atmosphere in the church should change. Old and stale things must be discarded. When a new generation comes of age and begins to rise up, the atmosphere of the family changes. This is normal. The young saints must bear this responsibility. When you come to a meeting, you should open up your mouth and release your spirit. You should give testimonies, sing hymns, and give praises. In short, you should stir up your spirit. The stability of the older saints should not be viewed as a barrier to the lively and energetic release of the spirit by the younger saints. In the meetings, you should be active by singing hymns and by praying in a released way. Furthermore, your spirit should be uplifted, and you should release testimonies that are real and practical. There is a rich source, a living and fresh supply within all the young people. You should not rely on listening to messages, but rather exercise to function more in spirit. Oh, young people, functioning in the meetings is a wonderful way to invest our talent and to increase our capacity and to prepare for the Lord's coming. Related to this, in our service, is also the matter of serving in the practical services in the church life. Firstly, with the children, but also in all the other practical matters in the church. I'd like to read something that Brother Lee wrote in the same chapter concerning serving the children. The young people should also bear responsibility in the children's meeting in every local church. The children's work is not less important than the young people's work. The young saints will have much influence on the children. How you conduct yourselves, how you behave, how you dress and adorn yourselves, and your attitude and expression will greatly affect them. Hence, it is not enough to speak and teach. You must also have a proper expression. If you love the Lord, the children will be affected by you and will also love the Lord. If you forsake the world, the children will be affected by you and will also forsake the world. If you take the Lord as your life and live unto him, the children will surely see this. A child typically sees things very clearly. Consequently, as you lead the children, you must pay attention to what you are before the Lord. Your expression before the children must be entirely of the Lord. When the Lord is lived out of you, it will make a deep impression on the children. Even if these children stumble and turn to the world, the impression they receive from you during their time in the children's meeting will be with them throughout their life. Such an impression will preserve them and enable them to return even after many years. Hence, when you lead the children, you must have an expression of being consecrated absolutely to the Lord and of being joined to him. Oh, brothers and sisters, I do hope that all the young people in the churches would have the burden to serve the children. This, from what you can see from what Brother Lee shared, will have not only a positive effect on the children, actually, it will help us to be more desperate before the Lord concerning our own living and our own testimony. I do hope, however, that you would not serve only with the children. I hope you would also take part in the other services in the church life. I'd like to read one final portion from this chapter by Brother Lee. As energy and time allow, the young people should also take part in other miscellaneous services of the church. For example, you can serve in ushering, in the business office, or in cleaning. I rejoice to see that many services in the church in Taipei are being borne by the young saints. In a recent conference, close to 200 saints were given hospitality. In order to receive these saints, much service was needed, including meal preparation and cleaning. Many of these services were taken care of by the young saints. This is a blessing to the church, and it is also something that will build up the church. In these services, the young saints are spontaneously blended into the church life through the practical coordination and fellowship with saints of all ages, including their peers. This will help them greatly to grow in life and to manifest their function. The future of the church hinges entirely on the young saints. The young saints should be faithful to take care of preaching the gospel to their classmates, to bear fruit, and to take care of the children. Furthermore, you should attend the regular meetings of the church for the remembrance of the Lord in the breaking of bread, and for worship and fellowship together with all the saints. Then, as time and energy allow, you should bear some responsibility in the miscellaneous services of the church. Let us pray for this together before the Lord. May the Lord bless you in your exercise, work, and service. So, brothers and sisters, I hope you have been infused, even inspired, to take part in the practical services in the church life. This will become a blessing to us. I hope we don't see these things as mere outward things, things that we have to do as duties or chores, but rather these are ways that we can serve the Lord in the church. We should brothers and sisters, take care of this double responsibility of preaching the gospel on one hand and of serving in the church life on the other. If we do, actually, these matters will help us, will equip us to be ready for the Lord's return. We will not only grow in life, we will carry out our service in a faithful way. May the Lord bless you all and lead you all into the experience of all that we've talked about today. Oh, Lord Jesus, we love you. Lord, make your home in our hearts a little bit more today. For AgeTurners.com, this is Ricky Acosta.